An open public input. Got quite a few people in the audience. Thank you all for being here. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Oh, okay. Okay, just to review the rules for the commission rules. The commission offers citizens 3 minutes to present testimony. We do time you, and when you hear the beeping noise, that means your time is up. I'll call you up one at a time. We only have three people who've signed up. And the first person I'm going to give a little latitude to, out of respect for our elected officials. So Representative Shelley Short, I'm not going to hold you to the 3 minutes. we extend that courtesy to elected officials that we're willing to hear whatever you need to tell us. So.
Sure. Thank you so much, Madam Chair and members of the committee of the commission. And Phil, thank you so much for what you've done to work really hard with my communities. I know it's not been easy, and it's not going to continue to be easy. I really appreciate the thoughtful, deliberative comments that were made because, you know, we sit in the balance of some pretty serious issues right now. And I think our local wildlife does too, really, frankly. And we live there. We have, you know, we consider our wildlife part of our custom and culture. And so having an apex predator, it's not the only predator, but certainly it has created issues. But one, I just like to encourage the new director and the commission to continue to work with our local elected officials, our local communities. You know, I candidly cannot, we have got to build that trust. And there have been stumbles along the way, and then there have been good things that have happened along the way. And wolves aren't the only issue, but certainly it's front and center on our plate. We still continue to have ranchers very concerned. We still have two packs, Profanity Peak and Huckleberry, that are, you know, have actively depredated livestock last year. And so a lot of our ranchers, so I would consider that the department continue to look for those short-term things that we can do into the next grazing season. But then, you know, long-term, how do we work on these issues? How do we work on the scientific integrity? I've got to be honest, I'm concerned about the WSU study. I'm going to be making some comments directly to WSU. I'd like to know better the methodologies that were learned, that were used. I think it's important for science to be something that can be replicatable. And if we don't have that, then I'm not sure what the information, I don't care that it's my way. I just care that it's something that we can use or not use. And so I'm concerned. And I'm going to push the envelope this legislative session, but I'm also committed to working with folks of all disciplines because I care about my community. I care about the state. But we're still, you know, it's still pretty scary out there. And I just wanted to keep it front and center, but appreciate all that you guys have done. And I'm going to continue to stay involved and just, I don't want to take time from the other public. So I'm here for the legislative session. So I'm just glad the meeting was in Tumwater. That's a good thing. But again, thank you so much, Phil, for your service. And we'll stay engaged. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming before us and anytime.
Sure.
And let your colleagues know we do want to hear from our legislators. Director Anderson.
Thanks, Representative Short, Shelley. Your area, your communities have been confronted with some really big challenges. The manner in which you have dealt with those and the I think joint respect that we've had for each other in communicating is one of the highlights of my time here. So I just wanted to thank you for working constructively with me, with the department, as we're working through some really, really difficult issues that affect the people that you represent.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just two quick things. You know, numbers of the survey season and caller. We've got to know what's out there. So thank you, and thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Martha Jordan.
I'm Martha Jordan from Everett, Washington. I came today because I haven't been to a commission meeting in quite some time. I've been busy with other things in my life. But I want to thank Phil Anderson for all of the years that you have served, and to the commission for taking the thoughtful process of picking a new director, because I know how important it really is for this agency to move forward. I'm blessed to sit on the Enforcement Advisory Committee for this agency, and it's been a real education. And I really have learned a lot, and I look forward to working with the new director and finding out where, you know, we have a new opportunities. But I also want to give you an update on the Johnson DeBay Swan Reserve, because you all know where it was, and you probably don't know where it's kind of going. So I want to thank you for the past support, and we look forward to the continued support of this unique wildlife area. But progress has been incredibly slow, in part because of budgetary issues, but also in part because there's been a lack of focus. And I'm bringing that focus back, working with the agency. I do sit on the advisory committee for the Skagit wildlife areas as well as the Snoqualmie wildlife areas. But one of the things that is happening is, how can we ensure that this particular wildlife area stay in the reserve status for decades and more to come? Because one of the problems that I see with reserves, game reserve status, is at the whim of a commissioner vote, you can make it or take it out. And once it's gone out of reserve status, it's going to be nearly impossible to put it back in. So this area, and I've come to talk to many of the biologists in the agency, so this isn't just my personal feelings, is it's agricultural land along with the Johnson DeBay Slough, as well as a hunt area. We need to keep it as reserve and the hunt unit together. It needs to stay in this status for the riparian corridor that it provides for a lot of species of wildlife, but also, most importantly, for the waterfowl-friendly farming. And we are losing our waterfowl-friendly farming in Whatcom, Skagit, and Snohomish County at an alarming rate. It's going to berry farms, raspberries, blueberries, and to nursery trees, more than 1,500 acres in the last 3 years, and more is coming. Where are we going to put the snow geese, the swans, the shorebirds, the raptors, ecotourism? It's a problem, and we're working together as a collective with the hunting organizations, the farmers, conservation. We're bringing people together. But the Johnson DeBay Swan Reserve is an opportunity where the agency owns this great piece of land. You're losing the snow goose reserve. That's going to go to salmon restoration. This particular piece of land has been identified by so many user groups. Stay as a reserve. So I just encourage you to make sure that we can find a way in the agency to long-term keep this in reserve status. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Hollingsworth.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commission members, Director Anderson. I would like to talk about the Grace Harbor plan that was put through last year. In my opinion, it didn't work. I think the fishermen lost a minimum of 20 to 30,000 coho on the 4 days on, 3 days off, which has got to be shared with the Quinault tribal fishers. I think it should be on a sliding scale. Go from zero to seven, all the way up to seven to zero. Open, you know, dependent on the run size. That's the way it should have been, instead of just strictly four and three, because it was thousands of surplus fish, probably tens of thousands of excess spawners on the grounds, one digging up the other one. They're still running up the river. And I'm looking forward to working on a review, revising the policy in another month or two. Also, I know at least three commercial fishermen would be here to testify today. They have to be crab fishing because they lost out on a lot of income last fall because they couldn't fish on Grace Harbor. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that concludes item 15, the open public input.